from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, the Denver experience for Russell Wilson was so bad. Anybody associated or affiliated with it thinks the guy blows ass, and that was Mark Schlereth, who won Super Bowls with the Broncos in the 90s, saying that much on his Stinkin' Truth podcast with Odyssey. You can get it on the Odyssey app. He's always going to go and try to find big-time holes and the chinks in the armor of Russell Wilson's game. By the way, breaking news in the last minute, it is official. Week 2, Bo Nix, the Broncos' starting quarterback. Sean Payton gave him the job. So that means Bo Nix will be facing Russell Wilson, who was, they cackled and booed him Sunday night. Did you know that?
Cackling and booing?
There was cackling and booing going on.
Really?
The game day, the video screen, Jumbotron operator at whatever they call Mile High now there, showing highlights of Russell Wilson getting sacked in the Steelers preseason game on Saturday. And apparently the place just erupted. First, they showed him warming up, and there were boos. They just showed him in a Steelers uniform getting ready to take the field or going through his pregame stuff, and everyone booed. And then when they showed him getting sacked multiple times, it was just 60,000 fans cackling. That's how much he's despised there by Broncos fans.
I mean, it's pretty obvious that guys who played the game think he's inauthentic, think he's bad in the locker room. The notion that he wants to be the hero dates back to 2014, when I think most of that Legion of Boom defense blames Wilson and Pete Carroll for both of those guys wanting Wilson to be the hero, and that's why they called a pass from the 1 yard line. He does not do a good, I think Brady is a pretty weird dude, but Brady was always insane about football, and that's why I think guys gravitated towards him. I think otherwise he was a complete weirdo who wouldn't eat tomatoes and things like that.
Nightshades.
But the guy loved football and authentically seemed to love being in there with the guys in the locker room. I don't think Russ is able to do that. And I think that in a sport that prioritizes leadership that much, that is a big perceived flaw to try to overcome.
Crowley, I heard him this morning drive into my workout, and he...
How'd that go, the workout?
No slowpoke complaints today.
I saw you post a picture of one of those vertical leap calculators.
Yeah.
What was your vert today?
We didn't do it today, but it's just something I'm aspiring to get to the very top of that, which is over 10 feet, so I can dunk a basketball again.
Now, I will defend you. People in the mentions when you posted that picture said you've never dunked a basketball in your life.
That's not true.
I know you've done it.
Right.
I've seen you do it.
Yeah.
You are. For those out there who think Pony's 5'9", he's 6'3". He actually can. He was able at one time to dunk a basketball.
Anyways.
Yes. Much more important.
Oh, Crowley. He came to the same epiphany I had when I heard him this morning. Russell Wilson is going to play, I think, at least the first two games, barring something catastrophic, because Mike Tomlin is going back to his favorite, his like comfort food, his favorite movie, like the things that make him, that put him at peace and
his
ease
his
mind. Right. His pacifier. He's facing the Falcons with a new offense and a quarterback coming off an Achilles injury in week one. In a rookie green quarterback in week two. You know what he wants in those first two
defense,
games?
Baby, and no
he
turnovers.
Wants defense and don't F it up.
He wants no turnovers.
And that's why, and Crowley didn't take it this far, I don't think we see Justin Fields at all in those two games. I don't even think, I mean, unless it's to a point where they're trailing and he needs a gadget play to just like a quick strike touchdown, as long as the Steelers are within one score in both of those games, I don't think we see Justin Fields for any type of gimmick play.
Because he might put Piggy on the ground.
Yeah, and I just think that, I think right now the strategy is just going to be very risk-averse and very conservative. Honestly, this is pains me to say this, but I think it's going to look a lot like the Kenny Pickett offense the first two games. Offensive line isn't on the same page. One of your best running backs isn't 100% healthy. You don't have a number two wide receiver. It's like, hey, let's punt the ball and not screw it up. Let's wait for them.
But you're feeling positive about this. You are a bastion of positivity overall.
I'm a bastion of positivity on the idea that history seems to be on the side of Russell Wilson, that he's not going to just, at 35 years old, be a Hall of Fame quarterback who is complete ass, who stinks. There's just, how many guys would you say that Eli Manning maybe, and he's like, his case for the Hall of Fame is way more tenuous and I think way weaker than Russell Wilson's. How many guys in like the last 30 years would you say were just complete garbage by 35? Just awful foot, like couldn't start in the NFL anymore, but are Hall of Fame quarterbacks.
No, the aging curve has been adjusted for that position. You play better longer into your career because you get protected by
the rules.
I
don't think Cam Newton's a Hall of Fame quarterback. I think he had like two or three incredible years, but I don't think he had the career longevity to be there. So
the weird thing is, the thing with Wilson is, his last season in Seattle, even though the stats look good, I don't really think was perceived as being very good. The thing that I think is held against him unfairly, because people just genuinely do not seem to like him personality-wise, for all the reasons I have already said. The first year in Denver, they didn't think they were getting him. They thought they were getting the Aaron Rodgers, Nathaniel Hackett package deal. And when Aaron Rodgers fell through, because he actually never wanted to go there, they got screwed. They had a marriage of inconvenience between a coach and a player who did not want to work with each other. And it was ugly. And probably Wilson, the I'm going to do it my way, was allowed to fester. And then Sean Payton took over and hated his guts even more, even though pretty much objectively, he was not a bad player for Payton.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.